Our reading for today is from 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing to you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you were strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. We're going to use that as our stopping point for today and make some observations from our reading. Going back to the beginning of our reading in chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, we realize that he continues this thought from chapter 1 about walking in the light and the fact that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And so if we're going to have fellowship with God the Father, then we have to likewise dwell in the light. And that's his point in verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. There's no gray area. There's no middle ground. There's righteous and unrighteous. And when you cross the line, you go from light to dark. And so chapter 2, verse 1, he says, my little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. That's the goal. The goal is to not sin. And then he adds, if anyone does sin, which remember, he said in chapter 1, verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. So keep that in mind. As he says, if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So the goal is to not sin. The reality is we will make mistakes. We will sin. We have frailties and weaknesses in the flesh. And so verse 2, continuing that thought, Jesus Christ the righteous, being our advocate, he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. John uses a word here translated as propitiation that is not used anywhere else in the New Testament. Now, in Romans chapter 3, there's another word that is translated propitiation that Paul uses, but this is a different word. And it's not that John is presenting something that is completely different than everybody else. He's just presenting it in a little bit different way. And the word propitiation there is a matter of appeasing or turning away. I think it would be very much akin to Peter's description of Jesus ransoming us from the penalty of death. So just kind of keep that in your mind that he literally is the ransom for our sins. He was the sacrifice that ransoms us. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, everybody who wants to take advantage of it. Verse 3, by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Now, if you say you know Jesus, and by know we mean know as a disciple would know. If you say you know him, but you don't keep his commandments, then what does that say about you? Well, it says you're not being truthful. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word in him, truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. In other words, as true disciples, we would learn and then we would follow. We would do likewise. And the longer we live a life of faith, the more we should emulate Christ. That should be a growth that is occurring within us. And so there is evidence then of one who is following Christ. Verse 7, I am writing to you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you've heard from the beginning, and that's the word that you've heard. And the point really that he's going to come up to is regarding love. Verse 9, whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother, well, the evidence is to the contrary, correct? That's what he's just stated in the beginning of the chapter. So, if you say that you're in the light, but you hate your brother, then you're not being truthful. Verse 10, whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. Love is central to the gospel. Hate is not part of the gospel. You can hate sin the way God hates sin, but you don't hate people. You love souls. That's what it comes down to. Whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness, does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Then we have this little section, verses 12 through 14, where he seems to be repeating himself. But this is just him restating something slightly differently. And I do that. I will make a statement, and if I don't feel like it was completely clear, or if I feel there might need for some clarification, I will restate it in a little bit different way. But he says, I'm writing to you little children, that same phrase that he's been using, a very general term that he uses for those that are in the faith, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. Then he begins to address fathers, young men, then children, and then fathers and young men again. So I think the first one is probably a very general statement for all those in the faith, and then the others are more literal, talking about those in various stages of life. And of course, his point is that they need to continue in the faith and they need to embrace certain things that he addresses for each group. Then we get down to verse 15, which really sort of sums up all that he's stating up to this point, addressing sin and love and hate and addressing light and dark and whether you're truly in the light, walking in the light, fellowshipping God or not. And verse 15, do not love the world or the things in the world. And if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So he's drawing another line, just like that line between light and dark, righteous and unrighteous. Now it's love of the world versus love of the Father. And he says, you can't be in the middle on this either. If you love the world, that means you're attached to it. If you love the Father, that means you're attached to him. And they are in opposition of each other. Verse 16, he explains this. All that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride in possessions, those three categories of temptation that everything falls under and that we see Jesus being tempted by in the wilderness, that all of those things, those temptations, are not from the Father, but they are from the world. And so they are temptations that would pull you away from God the Father. And then verse 17, the world is passing away along with its desires, those things we just mentioned. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. So do you want to be part of that which is going to be swept away and destroyed? Or do you want to be part of that which lives on? That which God will approve of and will welcome into his heavenly abode. I would ask you that you continue in prayer for us all. The COVID situation seems to be increasing again and getting worse, providing some anxiousness and anxiety. And I ask that you put your faith and your trust in God and not in this world. That's exactly what John is telling us. Put your faith in God, trust in Him, dwell in the light. Thank you for listening. Please come back again for another reading.